Sometimes it takes just a little thing, like a dent in the door, to remind us, and Barry Stewart Mann, of our oh-so-human foibles.
The rebel, the angel, and the brat. That's what we were, more or less, according to my mother. Growing up, my older sister rarely met a rule she couldn't break. My younger brother whined and wheedled. Dad called him the Vance, Yiddish for bedbug, because he was an incessant itch. And I? Well, Mom says I always followed rules, was always willing to help, never had to be asked twice. Now, don't get me wrong. Back then, and many times since, my brother and sister have been quite angelic, and I've had my moments, my years, of rebellion and brattiness. But when I was 8, I was considered a pretty good nut. We were all different, and we were siblings, so inevitably we fought, and constantly. My sister towered over me, so physically it was no contest. And my brother, several years younger but not much smaller, was unscrupulous. Scratch, pinch, bite, hair, toes, nose, whatever the moment offered. I, on the other hand, realized that I could subdue the little itch by tickling him, so as often as not I'd have him giggling on the floor and then make a run for it. But this story is about a door. A wooden door, made of thin, grainy veneer, left hollow inside. My sister's door. We were about 8 and 10 and locked in a doozy of a fight. About what? Who knows? My sister ran into her room and locked the door. I was so mad. I yelled, "Open up!" I pounded. I was furious. I kicked the door. Now, I was wearing my shiny black loafers, which I remember clearly. I looked down. To my horror, I had dented the door. A chip of wood angled inward, leaving a rough hole. I slunk off, sure she would come charging out, inspect the door, and call the police. But she didn't. When Mom came home, no one mentioned it. No one noticed it. Each time I passed in the hall, the dent gaped at me, a wooden wound. But by the time somebody did notice, days later, there was no word of the fight, the locked door, or the kick. I should have fessed up right away, or at the very least when my parents realized that the door was dented. But I didn't. I felt guilty, but also, given the way events fell into place, oddly blessed. And angels count their blessings every day. We grew up. A few years ago, I asked my mom and sister if they remembered the mysterious dent in the door. I'd love to say poignantly that they had identified the trace of black loafer toe immediately, but held back to protect my fragile ego. But no, they had no recollection. But I remember, vividly. Not because of the dent in the door, but I'm sure because of the tiny dent in my halo.